Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Very good morning, conference. I'd like you just for a moment to think ahead. It's 2014. The birth rate in England continues to rise. The number of midwives retiring continues to increase. Clinical commissioning groups are struggling to balance budgets and locally are getting into disputes with trusts about whether there's sufficient funding available to sustain a safe maternity service. In response to the continuing squeeze on tariff and rising litigation costs, providers are holding vacancies and indeed looking to reduce the midwifery establishment. Locally, teams are stressed, absent rates are high, the numbers of complaints from women and their families are rising. And increasingly, there are tensions and breakdowns in relationships between obstetricians, midwives, maternity support workers, and managers. At a national level, the Independent Midwives Association has referred a case to Monitor, acting now as the new competition authority. They've filed a case against a foundation trust who's continuing to refuse a local social enterprise of independent midwives access to their birthing centre, despite the fact that it's running very much below capacity. The local authority, really struggling to manage with a much reduced budget, has now turned around and is refusing to fund breastfeeding support, smoking cessation for pregnant mums, and other parenting support at the local children's centre. They're arguing that the NHS should be paying for this. The general election is just around the corner, and the economic growth has been weak, and it looks like whichever party wins at the next election, there's very little prospect of any increased funding for the NHS. The quality of care is seen by the public to be deteriorating, and indeed the Care Quality Commission has threatened to suspend registration for a number of maternity service providers. The RCM is continuing to actively lobby for increased funding for midwives, but the government say this is a matter for the local NHS. A pretty gloomy picture, isn't it? Do you think that's possible? Perhaps. But I also want to paint you a very different scenario. It's 2014. The birth rate is rising. The number of midwives retiring is continuing to increase. But the NHS Commissioning Board has created a new maternity tariff, a bundled payment paying for end-to-end care, including both antenatal and postnatal care. And in response to this, there's some really new and interesting consortia of providers forming, including partnerships between the voluntary sector, independent and NHS providers. The outcomes framework means that teams locally, too, are focused on outcomes. They're regularly measuring their performance, getting feedback from women and families, focusing on safety and quality measures. There's been recognition that if we're going to drive productivity, it's got to be clinically led. And so there's really innovative ways of using staff differently and a real emphasis on local clinical leadership. The best practice approach to pricing, which Monitor have adopted, one of their new powers is price setting, means that providers are finally being rewarded for delivering normalcy and normal births. And women genuinely feel informed about the choices between a number of integrated providers, where they can make that first contact with the midwife and know that all their care, even if it escalates and they need at some point some higher risk care, that that will all be taken care of. The CCGs are working closely with the local authority, so the new Health and Wellbeing Board have decided that the under fives is their key priority. They've read the Marmot review and the recommendations about health inequalities and have made that their priority. So the general election is just around the corner. The economic outlook is pretty much the same, and there's still no prospect of increased funding for the NHS. But there is a hint of optimism. The NHS does appear to be rising to the QIP challenge. There is a genuine focus on prevention, health and wellbeing boards. There is innovation locally. Teams are looking to improve productivity. And it looks like we're at least maintaining quality. And the RCM is encouraging the NHS to invest in the development of clinical leaders from among the profession and is also seeking endorsement for its national standards for training of maternity support workers who are playing an increasingly important role. So two scenarios. I'm not going to take a vote on which one you think is going to happen. I think it's just to underline that much of the debate that we've been listening to nationally has been focused around the new structures being created by the Health and Social Care Bill. I hope that these two scenarios illustrate for you just how important implementation is going to be. The structures and the rules are one thing, but how they're used in practice, and more particularly, how organisations and those working in them respond. Certainly, the worst scenario highlights the risks of the reform, and the King's Fund has, in our responses to the government, highlighted the risk that the structural changes are both a distraction and a disruption from the real business of tackling the productivity challenge and focusing on quality. So my message really for you today is that it's vital that as leaders at every level in the health system, that there is a focus on what matters, and at the end of the day, that's the care of patients, or in maternity care, women, babies and families. We've just completed work on an improvement programme, Safer Births, earlier this year. We worked together with partners, including great support from the Royal College of Midwives. We've been supporting 12 teams across England to make changes to improve the safety of care. And we're going to be launching a resource pack in the new year together with a DVD to help share the lessons from those 12 teams. They focused on a number of quite simple things to improve safety, on communication, on training as teams, on standardising care through use of protocols and simple recording like the Muse system. They also did receive some input from the King's Fund leadership team to help develop them as both individuals and as teams. And some made quite innovative use of some tools to help them deploy staff more efficiently. Interestingly, most of the changes didn't require extra money. It was really about working differently. That required time. It did require commitment at all levels and including board support. And it did require leadership, shared leadership, from both obstetric and midwifery players in the team. The original King's Fund inquiry into the safety of maternity services in England, which precipitated this work, was very clear that teams need to work both in an organisation where the board is really serious about safety, but also a wider system where the policy, incentives and regulation support the teams to do the right thing. And I think there is a real responsibility now on national policymakers to try and create an environment in which teams can work effectively. And I think that is at the moment certainly not clear. And I think what will be critical is how the reforms are implemented. And that will really determine which of those two scenarios becomes the reality of 2014. But at the end of the day, I think our view of what's really going to make the difference in terms of quality, in terms of productivity, will be how teams locally work together. So I would encourage you to go back to your organisations and to meet with others, not only in your team, but across your patch, because I think it's only by working together and having a shared vision for how you want to see maternity services in 2014 that we're really going to make the difference. So I really would encourage you that the future is not going to be shaped by politicians. It is there to be shaped by you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv.
Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.